A very good morning, Australia. This is your weekend breakfast right around this great brown land with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge.
I tell you what's a sweet little peach today.
What?
The sun is up right now.
Oh, my God. The birds were singing when I left home. That's how you know when you do early morning radio that spring is here.
Isn't it weird? It just takes, because, I mean, the first of September has only just been, and everyone's like, oh, spring has sprung. I'm like, there's no difference. And yet here we are. The sun is up. The world is smiling a soft smile upon our cheek.
Yes, but don't forget that we're in a southern state. Up north, they're like, who cares?
We've seen this before. Probably up to 64 other days.
Welcome to Queensland, little darling. Hey, I'm confused, Joe.
Yeah.
Coming in this morning with the light up, I saw, I guess, there was a rally, a group of people, and I didn't quite understand what they were about, what they were doing, and I'm going to be asking very shortly,
who are you?
Who are you and why do you do it?
In the middle of the night, lots of men gathering on a street corner, that could be misconstrued for something threatening or dangerous.
I know, dressed in tight apparel.
Oh, it's lewd now. Ooh, getting
sweat
lewd.
Dripping from their brows.
Oh, it could be anything.
It's cyclists, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
So I was heading into work this morning and I passed what looked to be a friendship group that I hadn't considered, but I think I might be on the cusp on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a group of sweaty men in Lycra, which traditionally isn't something that I would go for.
No, I wouldn't suggest you have a Lycra body. I mean, not many men do. Sorry, Sherry. Has something happened over there?
No. A bubble burst over here.
That was the reality just slapping me in the face. That's what that was. Sure, I might not have a body fit for Lycra.
But, you know, they don't care, cyclists. Mm. God bless them. They just get out in their Lycra, and I'm not sure why, but that's what they wear.
That's what they wear.
Streamlined.
Yeah, well, these guys weren't moving fast enough for streamlined to be an issue.
Yeah.
But there was a camaraderie there that looked quite interesting. Now, last week I had a chat with a fella from work, Matt, and he was talking to me about a ride he was going to go on the weekend. And he was like, oh, you know, it's a 50K ride, you know, all the boys get together. We go out for a ride, you know, stop, have a coffee, have a drink. And I spoke to him after the proposed ride, and I said, how'd it go? And he said, oh, the boys all dropped out, so I just went by myself. And I went, you went by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, you know, just got dressed, took off, caught up with some other random groups, hung out with them for a bit, took off to another group.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just joined a group of strangers on the street. That's what they do.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, and I'll slipstream behind them, and then we'll help each other out. I'll ride to the front. They'll get in my slipstream, and then I'll hoon off to another group, and we'll chat. We'll get an espresso over here, and then I'll head home. And he had some guy just stay with him for 30 Ks, just going home and swapping front to back to get in the slipstream. And then they gave each other a nod and a secret weird cyclist handshake, and then they kissed each other's helmets and rode off.
It's a lovely, it's like a one-night stand.
It sounded like just this weird little friendship group that they develop on the road. And then he said to me, he goes, you should get a bike, mate.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there looking at the fact that my belly has covered my thighs for quite some time. And I'm like, there's got to be a way to get fit because I don't like the gym. And as everyone hitting their 30s goes, yeah, I've got a gammy knee, so I can't do much running. And I'm thinking, should I get a bike? 13 10 60. I just want a cyclist to call. I don't know if cyclists listen.
Well, look, firstly, they're up.
Get me over
in
the
fact,
line.
They've probably already ridden about 60 Ks by now because it seems to be something they have to start early. I don't know why.
Cars on the road.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
There's a beautiful community and generally male. I know lots of chicks who do it, but there is that male community, which I love because when you get to be kind of a middle-aged guy, it's hard to make new friends. Like, where do you go to make new friends, right?
The road. It's like Mad Max, but a lot softer. Well, a lot less violent.
But not really. It can get really full on, like, competitive. And obviously, they get sort of a little argy-bargy with the cars sometimes. So it can be kind of a bit
Mad Max.
It is a little
bit. Fighting cars on the road.
But there's a whole sort of code that I don't fully understand. Because Daz is my husband. He's been invited too. And he's looking at getting a bike.
Is he on the cusp?
He's on the cusp too. And I'm like, do not spend thousands of dollars on something you're not going to do. Because we've got a surfboard and a golf clubs in the shed.
Trade those two in. That's a very familiar story.
Yeah, but 13 10 60, do give us a call if you're a cyclist. And just give us an initiation into your secret world.
Paint a picture.
Because all I know is they wear clip-cloppy shoes.
Yeah.
Because when I'm having a hot chocolate with my daughter in the morning, it's just like clip-clop-clip-clop-clip-cloppy.
Do I have to shave my legs? That's a question I want to ask.
Mm.
Do I have to get a mortgage for my bike?
Probably,
because the guy Matt I was talking to, $2,500 for his wheels.
All right, cyclists, unite.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
This is your Weekend Breakfast. There's some people out there who've been up a lot earlier than us.
I saw a bunch on the way to work. What is the collective noun for...
A prattle.
A group of cyclists.
A swindle.
A swindle?
Well, I think it's actually a peloton.
Oh, yeah, it probably is.
I mean, I don't know.
You're quite right.
I'm no cyclist scientist.
Yeah. I was going to say a chafe.
A chafe?
Yeah, you do that. Yeah.
A gaggle, a sweat. Yeah.
Anyway, you have perhaps been introduced to the world of cycling and you're tempted.
I'm on the cusp, I think, actually. And it's one of those groups because, look, I'm 30 next year and I'm not fit anymore. I struggle walking upstairs and I'm trying to find a way to stay fit. Mm. And I saw these cyclists and they just looked like their bodies were not sleek and thin, I can tell you that.
No, but there's a camaraderie. There was really a camaraderie. Beautiful. It's
looked
true. Is there a community?
Mm. Mm. 13-10-60, I wanted to know. Get me over the line, cyclists. Yeah. What is it that pushes you as opposed to momentum that your feet develop?
Sure. apart from the physics. Kelly, yeah. I understand that you are what we have termed a cycling widow.
Oh.
Yes, you could say that.
So your husband is a mad keen cyclist.
Well, look, he's got not so much cycling as in on the road, but he's right into the mountain bike riding.
Yeah, okay. Right. Oh, that's a whole other community, which is really, those guys go hard and it's dangerous. I know a guy who broke his hip.
Quick poll.
Oh, yeah.
Is it cooler?
It's probably dearer.
Dearer?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know. Look, there's more accidents. He's been doing it for 12 months.
Yeah.
In 12 months, we've had 3 bike upgrades.
Oh, wow.
Like, can you just give us a brief, like just a quick money, like what is that? How much money is that?
So to start with, he thought, yeah, I'll get into this bike riding. It sounds good. I'll get fit.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
So we went out. Yeah, we bought the $800 bike.
Yep. Well, that seems okay.
That was last for 3 weeks though. Ooh,
3 weeks?
Then we had to go on and a few months later, every night, let me tell you, we're studying the bikes online to find out which is best.
Of course. Okay. You've got to research a big purchase.
But the whole family has to as well.
Oh, sure.
Please, come and have a look at this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what did he upgrade to?
So then we went on to the $3,000 bike.
$3,000? I can't imagine my first car would be that much.
Yeah.
Now we're moving on to around the $6,000.
$6,000?
Is he professional, Kelly?
Yeah. Hold on. You said he's been...
I'm starting to think so.
You said he's been doing this for 12 months. That is scary. Well, let's get it from the source.
Thanks,
James.
Kelly. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. James, mate, what are you? So you're a road rider thingy or a mountain biker?
Road and mountain biker, but... Kelly will well understand. Well, my wife will well understand Kelly's point, so she's been in the same situation for many years.
Mm, mm, mm.
Money wise, how much have you spent on bikes, mate?
I've got a $10,000 road bike.
What?
$3,500 mountain bike.
Whoa. You know what, James? Okay. I have a theory that one of the reasons why guys love cycling is because it's your only opportunity to accessorize. Because women, you know, we can have handbags and purses and you know, scarves and hats and gloves and shoes.
He's suggesting the Lycra and gears?
I think they're like you're constantly buying little gadgets for your bike and you're online getting all your, you know, different
$300
outfits.
$300 crank and a suspension kit from a weird Bolivian country.
Well, we're a quid pro quo family. I get a new bike, she gets a new handbag or a new bike or a new watch. So works out well for everybody.
What is it that got you into it? Is it the for me, it looked really good that there's all these friends just hanging out, just fanging about, punching cars.
I'll knock off the punching cars part, but why not? That's actually exactly why I got into it, because me and a couple of mates used to ride together. We found it as a good time out, and as we've got older, we've sort of continued to cycle. And now with kids, it's actually pretty good role modelling for kids.
Oh, totally.
See their dads out exercising, you know, doing something they enjoy together, and actually hanging around with guys they have always, you know, and strengthening friendships over the years.
James, have you ever had a fight with another cyclist? Is there something you can do that would cross the line?
Mm.
Besides my brother, no.
Okay.
Okay.
But that
it's a family issue.
Related.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out though. Legs shaving. Are you there?
I was there, but no longer. I've grown past that. I'm about 42 now, so I feel I can actually get by without shaving legs. But,
not necessary. So you're saying not necessary.
Not necessary.
Okay, so that's
won me over.
Put into the wanker basket.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
I stumbled across a scam last night.
A scam?
Totally by accident, okay?
Like a pyramid scheme?
No. Much more valuable than finance, getting a table in the hottest restaurant in town when they don't take bookings. You know that scenario.
Lie and say you're Brad Pitt?
No, that's not going to work because I clearly don't look like Brad Pitt.
Valid point.
Yeah. So last night I was in the city, in the good city of Melbourne, yeah. And I was doing...
Friday night, that's a, you know, busy. People
yeah,
are out.
That's right. And I was doing a podcast called Thinker Girl with two awesome chicks, yes, Stacey yes. June and Christy Mercer, right?
Yep, yep.
And I had to be there at 9:40 and I thought, let's turn it into a date night because I haven't seen my husband much this week. So we went in early to have some dinner, but we didn't make a booking because it was last minute. And all the cool restaurants, for some reason, don't take bookings anyway.
I don't understand that. Barbers yeah. and restaurants that decide walk-in only, I'm like, how do I organise my night? If you can't tell me, I can eat dinner at your restaurant.
It's so annoying, but they can do it because there's queues out the door. Is it only in wanky cities like Melbourne that that happens?
Sydney, yeah.
You wouldn't cop that in Brizzy.
No,
would not cop that in Brizzy.
Because they're normal people.
No wankers in Brizzy.
Anyway, so we chose the first one, Super Normal. Amazing food,
I've
right?
heard it's real good.
Right. Okay, went in and they said, well, it was 7:30. There's a wait till 9 o'clock, right? And that was 9 o'clock.
7:30 you walked in.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. And if I had all night, great. I'd go and have a drink somewhere, come back. No probs.
Was there
right?
a bar there?
Yeah, but I had to be at the venue things to at 9:40, right? Not enough time.
Yeah,
so we were
lot,
about
yeah.
to leave and find somewhere else to eat. And then I spy in the corner two people that I vaguely know. Two lovely people by the name
How
of...
How vague?
Well, their names are Dee and Darren from the block.
Oh, Dee and Darren. Yeah. Hold on. Didn't Darren used to play for Collingwood?
Yes, he did, which and is how I know them.
There you go.
Because I'm okey-dokey. Kind of on the outskirts of the Collingwood community.
We interviewed them once last year.
Yeah, they're lovely people, right? And we've been at a lunch with them. So that was enough. That was enough for me to go, Daz, let's go say hello to them. So we've sidled up, had a lovely chatting away. They're beautiful people. The two people they're having dinner with, mates of theirs, really lovely.
Oh, so they had guests with them.
Yeah, so there were four of them chatting away, laughing. Oh, so good to see you. What are you guys up to now getting really interested in their lives? Because they're lovely people, right?
I can feel the sham in your voice right now. I can just feel you latching on like the lamprey you are.
Lo and behold, the waitress comes up and says, your table is ready, but I could make it a table for six if you like. And we're just like, oh, that would be really, I mean, we can't impose.
Don't,
really?
You've is already that, imposed for the last
really,
half
would
hour.
You, do you mind if they're like, no, stay, that'd be wonderful. We're like, really? Could you do that?
You're
would
a
be
parasite.
Amazing.
You ruined their dinner.
No, it was you know awesome.
You know what you are?
What?
You're the person that scans a massive queue, sees someone vaguely familiar and just goes and talks with, and then assimilates into the line.
But that's not, no, I was not cutting line because the table was theirs, right? And they've just added two extra chairs. All I'm saying is, if you are in a situation where you can't get a table,
find two contestants from the block and go and sit at their
just
table.
Make mates with, friends with anyone at the front of the queue. Doesn't matter. Just sidle up, buy them a drink.
Find a Collingwood player and just say g'day.
That's it. Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael. It is your Weekend Breakfast around Australia. Saturday morning. Hope you're very, very well. And, well, it's time to do this.
Bro! Kiwi Chat, this is Kiwi Chat, this is Kiwi Chat on Weekend Breakfast.
Oh, Joe and Michael, this sounds like a pretty sweet segment, bro. Good choice, cuz.
There you go.
Oh, this is my favourite time of the week.
I really fear we're being racist.
No, because there are different races in New Zealand, so you can't. We're specific. We're being nationalist.
Yep,
no, we're having fun.
Sure, whatever.
I've got a Kiwi
on.
Family, I'm all right with it. Kiwis, please. We're concerned about you right now. If you weren't aware, New Zealand is in the middle of a huge historical event. They are changing their flag.
I kind of love New Zealand because they punch above their weight. As far as
they're ahead of the game, aren't they?
They're so independent. We do things our way and they do it in a really kind of, I don't know, open-minded way. Particularly
yeah.
such a small nation.
And they're so bloody good at sport. They're much better than us.
Anyway.
And you have to admit that. So they're down to four alternative designs. One of them's just a silver fern. Mm. One's a silver fern with a Southern Cross. One looks to me like some form of a Maori design.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that looks exactly the same as the silver fern with the Southern Cross. And they're getting rid of the Union Jack, which to me, I'm not for it, but I know Peter Fitzsimmons would be loving it.
Well, it's the first step towards being a republic, you'd think.
Yeah, and we want to, you know, we're Aussies. We're not entirely sure about it, but you're essentially related to us, New Zealand, so...
Are you ready for this?
I've got a next step in this.
The jewel in the crown?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, come on in, come on and call us. Come on, 13, 10, 60,
Something about Stan Walker? Okay. Like a sheep joke reference or something?
No. That is racist.
13 10 60. If you're a Kiwi, we want to chat with you. We want to chat with you now. We want to discuss flag. We want to have flag chat with the people.
I wonder what they would be putting. If I was thinking about Kiwis, you know, and their flag, my concept of, I love that they call Eskies chili bins.
Chili bin.
So I would put a chili bin on there.
It's probably not practical. A jandle? Do you want a jandle on there?
I love jandles too. But all the people,
a pineapple lump?
All the people I know from New Zealand, they're really great partiers as well. So I kind of...
A tinny a tui?
Why not?
A Steinlager, bro.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
Bro, bro. Kiwi chat. This is Kiwi chat. This is Kiwi chat on Weekend Breakfast. Oh, Joe and Michael, this sounds like a pretty sweet segment, bro.
Oh, it sure is. Me. Kiwi chat is what we're doing right now. It's all about the New Zealanders changing their flag. They're down to four options left, and we wanted to know... from Kiwis, what their thoughts were, so we decided to ask them to call for us.
Oh, come on and call us. Come on, 13, 10, 60, yeah. Call us, oh, something about Stan Walker.
Oh, they don't need to hear this question.
I'm leaving it up for them because you made it.
And I think this is all about just playing that.
I know.
Is it?
Michael just loves it.
I put a bit of effort in.
Yeah, it's great. It is. Yeah, it's great.
What does Linley think about it?
Hi, Linley.
Hi.
Welcome to Kiwi Chat.
Hi.
It's something we do frequently because we love the Kiwis. And now, today, we're loving the fact that you're considering changing your flag, which is pretty bold.
Huge, massive move. The Kiwis are trailblazers when it comes to political things.
Yeah. Can you tell us, Lindley, do you know why they're changing the flag?
Because I don't know, but I don't think it's totally wrong.
Oh.
Oh, so you're not a supporter?
No, I'm not a supporter of their flag. They should just leave it alone. And, they're saying that Māori's... Like, I'm a New Zealand Māori, but why do we have to have that on our flag? I mean, we don't own New Zealand. Ooh. You know, you've got to look at it.
Some
like
would
that.
Argue that you do, though.
Yeah, but why?
Oh, you were there first, I thought.
Yeah, well, no, actually, you know, it wasn't even about that, you know. But,
are you a fan of the Silver Fern? I mean...
Yeah, I am, but it doesn't mean that that comes into play with our flag.
So are you one of
the... can't play with our flag.
That's what I mean, I've got the same opinion. If someone changed the Australian flag, I'm a pretty rational... I'm a rational guy, but I would turn into one of... I would turn into one of those blokes that has three flagpoles with the old flag out the front of my house. It'd be like, I don't like the idea of the flag I was born with being changed.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I know it as it is. So just leave it alone, I think.
What happens if it was a big Ferg burger?
That's enough of that.
Just a big Ferg burger on the flag.
All right, Laurie, what does Laurie think?
Laurie?
Yes.
G'day, mate. What do you reckon?
Oh, look, I was recently back in New Zealand and flew into Auckland. And to see that silver fern on those airplanes was so amazing.
Oh, yes.
We are individuals.
Yes.
However, we also, having the representation of our English heritage on the flag, I agree with that. I agree with the Canadians had the maple leaf. They changed.
Well, this is true. There's an option that's kind of both. It's got the
right.
That's the Southern Cross, so it's not the Union Jack.
So to me, it's not political. I think it's just the option of showing all of our like Māori people are individuals, so and we also, I'm of Scots and Irish extract, which I recognise that as well.
Laurie, do you know Linley?
No, not at all.
No, Joe, they don't all know each other. There's four bloody million of them.
Weekend Breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
A very good morning to you, Australia. This is your Weekend Breakfast, Joe Stanley, Michael Beveridge.
It is, you know, the fallout from the VMAs.
VMAs.
Continues. It's not quite as extreme as a nuclear holocaust. No, yeah, I was... But have you seen that Pink has been throwing some hate?
Just shut up, Pink.
Because she said that the display She said it was gross and embarrassing.
Oh, she's just like, I just don't like old people having a go at young people's music. It's the VMAs, they're young, we don't get it, it's fine. I don't get Miley, it's fine.
You know what? Your parents didn't get your music when you were a teenager. Pink, yeah. Just leave it alone. Things change.
I don't see Pink as old, do you?
No, she says, geez, I feel old.
Oh, yeah.
When I was young, music was all about this and that. And I'm
inspiration.
Like, shut up. They're doing a good job. Just let them. It's teen music. Let them have fun.
You could say that Pink was, you know, shocking in her day.
Oh, mate. Are you kidding me? Pink was like as avant-garde as it got back in the day.
Yeah.
But now,
She's a parent.
She's a ballad. She's a soft balladeer now.
She's very good at it. Anyway, in a moment, we're not going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Amal Clooney, who is one of my favourite people on the planet. I literally just look at photos of her sometimes. Just go, I wonder what Amal's wearing today.
I'm going to have to look down and double take her name.
Amal Clooney. I'm just trying to figure out.
Because
on headlines, you first see. Don't worry.
Okay.
Amal.
Amal?
You know, you.
Yep.
No.
Wearing a mild sweater?
I don't know, but my eyes got a twitch now.
I don't know what's happening. I'm just trying, a bit of Cloon chat.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of Cloon chat.
Yeah, why not?
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
So there was a bit of fuss during the week about the fact that Amal Clooney, who happens to be married to George Clooney, but is a human rights lawyer.
Oh, just an all-around legend
as well.
She's
a human in her own right.
She absolutely is, and a very impressive one.
Probably more impressive, you'd say.
Well, in fact, do you remember Tina Fey? She put it beautifully.
Roasted.
At the Golden Globes, I believe it was.
A thingy.
Yeah, this is what she said.
George Clooney married Amal Alamuddin this year. Amal is a human rights lawyer who worked on the Enron case, was an advisor to Kofi Annan regarding Syria, and was selected for a three-person UN commission investigating rules of war violations in the Gaza Strip. So tonight, her husband is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
So good.
So good. Anyway, there was a bit of fuss during the week, and rightly so, because there was a tweet that the Associated Press put up in which they only referenced her as actor's wife.
You've only got 140 characters in a tweet, so I can understand you don't have time for human rights lawyer. That's like 30 letters.
Amal Clooney, actor's wife representing Al Jazeera journalist accused in Egypt of ties to extremists.
Oh, okay, you probably wouldn't use it in that example.
Yeah, probably actor's wife is not really relevant.
Yeah.
Just Amal Clooney.
Amal Clooney once bought an apple. What? That has no... Just
it is ridiculous.
Say lawyer. That's much quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely and more apt, more relevant.
Within the context of the tweet.
Anyway, so I did a little bit of searching in and around Amal Clooney because I'm obsessed with her, right? Yep. I have been since they started going out because I just love just her look and her everything.
Definition of a strong woman.
Yes. Mm. And I found a little grab of her speaking. And this is her response to that particular tweet. And just have a listen to how elegant she sounds.
All I can do is continue to do the work that I've done for the last 15 years. I would hope that the reporting would be professional and responsible. And, you know, if ever there was a case where I would trust journalists to focus on the issues, it's this case.
Zing!
Wouldn't be more impressed with that human.
That journalist just lost his or her job.
But how educated, how...
Oh, she sounds truly eloquent, darling.
Oh, just amazing,
sounds
right?
a little bit like Nigella Lawson.
And you think, George Clooney, you've done well, right?
And he doesn't have a great history.
Well, he has been... he was a known bachelor.
Floozy! He was a floozy, Stanley!
He went from woman to woman, but his most recent relationship, or the longest that he had before Amal... Mm. Was it with a woman called Stacey Keibler?
No, right. she was a was she a lawyer?
UN doctor,
human rights.
I believe she's a wrestler.
Okay.
And she's
nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong
and
with that.
She's very good, and she's known for her legs and her butt, right? And you know,
nothing wrong with that.
I'm not going to suggest that she's not qualified in her own right, but I saw her best work was in the middle of a wrestling ring, and where she also was going for a sort of in a professional environment. She was actually in a job interview scenario, if you can imagine.
In a wrestling
in a
ring,
wrestling
sure.
I
can't imagine that.
With the man behind the desk who was supposedly interviewing her.
It seems like an odd context to have an interview, but sure, I'll play with this.
Have a listen to her.
Take a mic, honey, because you ain't getting my job. And Vince, take a seat. As for my qualifications, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you.
Oh. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you.
That's the old Simpsons. Do you come with a car? Oh, you.
It legitimately sounds like the difference between, like, listening to the Queen talk and then Fran Fine from The Nanny talking.
I know, but you just got to go, okay, he went from that to Amal, right? And they're both beautiful women. They both have great qualities.
Okay.
But there comes a time when you go, well, I don't suppose if Amal is his type to marry, he was never going to marry Stacey Keifer.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, just the contrast between the two is just...
Maybe he was looking for something different, I suppose. I don't know.
That's what I'm suggesting. And I wonder if you're in that space now and we can keep you anonymous.
Are you a wrestling stripper?
No.
No?
Are you going out with someone that you just know you're probably not going to marry?
Not going to end up with him.
No. And I'm talking chicks who are with the guy because he's really fun and he's really hot, but he doesn't have a job or, you know, has no career prospects whatsoever. Or maybe guys who are like, yeah, she's really awesome, but I just can't imagine ever settling down with her.
She'll never be the mother of
my children. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Sure. Okay. So as in they're a pit stop to the finishing line.
Yeah.
Sure.
We can keep you anonymous.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
Michael just told me something. You got a text message. From your girlfriend.
That was said in confidence.
Mate, nothing you can't be. That's full on. That's like she's talking about marriage plans there. How long have you been going out?
This is private.
Tell Australia how long you've been going out.
A couple of months. 3 months, 4 months.
Can we talk about that in a minute? I think we almost need to call.
Let's get on the phone. We're getting Michael's girlfriend on the phone.
This was a private conversation.
No.
I do apologise. You've gone as red as your hair, but... Yep.
Let's get her on. Here we go. That's next.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
Now, while we're talking about bad blood here at your Weekend Breakfast, we don't want to create any here, but before
I think you're
that last
about
song,
to.
We talked about Michael's girlfriend. We've talked a lot on the show about Michael's girlfriend.
Well, we're in the honeymoon period, and I would like that to continue.
Sure, and it will.
Will it?
It will if you... I think it can. Mm. This is not about Ellie. This is about you.
Yeah, Michael.
No! This is my platform to point at people.
So I've not met Ellie in person, but we've heard so much about her.
Girl.
She's very beautiful. And you mentioned that she had sent you a text message.
Yes.
And we can hear her. Hello. Ellie, can I introduce myself, Ellie? We haven't met in person, but I feel like I know you very well. Hello.
Oh, good. Hello.
Good.
Clearly happy to be here.
Good. Ali, this call is out of the blue for you, I know. But Michael, who, you know, he's like, we're kind of like, you know, work brother and sister. It's nice.
Mm. Yeah.
He shares a lot with me and he shared this text message that you sent. And he, I think, is freaking out a little bit. And I wanted to just ease his mind because I think I know where you were coming from when you sent this text message, Ali, okay?
So, yeah.
Michael, what is
it? I'll run you through it. She said, are you taking my name? And I said, hypothetically, we'll keep our own, I think.
Sure.
And I said, I've been a beverage my whole life. I'm not changing. And then she said, I still want to marry you. Which I thought
Do you know what, though? Let's just say what the text message was before I said that. He said, EV and... MV forever.
Yeah, that was
Why
a spelling
did
you mistake.
Say MV.
That was a spelling mistake. It was supposed to be MV.
I was saying a joke.
It was supposed to be MV.
You know what's really funny though? Yes. You know what's funny? I would never marry someone who doesn't have a good sense of humor.
Sure.
Sorry, Michael. You're not funny.
Oh! Wow. She's
roasted.
Come on and
roasted.
Because this is great. If you guys stay together, Ellie, you know, your life will be on radio. Your life will be out in the open.
It's true, Ellie. And my husband has benefited and also not benefited from that. So
predominantly not benefit, I would say.
But hey, Ellie, I also feel like you're someone, because you're a very principled woman, you're a vegan, you have a lot of, like, very strong belief system, which I hugely respect.
We've only been going out for a couple of months, let's get that as well. So let's
But I feel like, Ellie, you're just sussing out what kind of guy he is.
Oh, I already know what kind of guy he is. He's never going to get married.
Ooh.
And that's why I make those jokes.
Aren't I?
Well, I mean, I've listened.
Bring the ring in.
No! Hello. Like, the first time I listened to this show was you saying that you are never going to get married.
Oh, well, he maybe hadn't met the
you
right
woman.
You
might have changed. Yeah, you could change him, Ellie.
I don't need this on a Saturday
morning.
You know
morning. What? I would actually prefer him go vegan before marry me.
Yeah, like, nice. Well, I feel like that's surely a condition for you, Ellie.
It is. Yeah. We've had many fights about this. He cooked this disgusting butter and I couldn't breathe, so I had to open all the windows and I went to bed straight after that. And I couldn't kiss him. I made him brush his teeth because it was just...
It was a $13 cultured butter. It was the best butter in Melbourne.
It was disgusting.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, I haven't smelt butter cooking since I've been vegan. And I'm gonna start this by saying I love the taste of meat and that's not the reason I'm vegan.
Sure.
But the smell of that butter just smelt so bad.
It's the smell of your life, Ellie.
I walk my dog every morning and I smell my dog's poo.
Yeah, right, that's I don't need
we
this.
Get it. So
great. This relationship is going fantastic.
All I know is I've just landed on a regular segment.
Ellie,
I love you.
Thank you very much, Ellie.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
So I went and saw Straight Outta Compton, the new movie that tells the story of NWA. It's a brilliant film, and if you're interested in any way about, you know, the beginning of hip hop, not that they were the start, but if you're into it, go watch it. It's real good.
Sure.
Learn
I think
a lot of
you
things.
Know, you know if it's your thing.
Yeah, you know if it's your thing. If you're
you
in NWA,
know if it's not.
Yeah, and
it's the history of rap, really. I mean, in a way,
well, it's really interesting
part of history.
I mean, I didn't know they broke up after their first album. I didn't know that. Well, no, it's in history. It's like, hold on, we won the war. So I went to the cinema and I thought, you know, you don't know what sort of crowd you're going to get with certain movies. And it was just a bogan crowd. And I'm a bogan too, so that's fine. I was with my people. But these guys were just another level. And they were like, I think because Compton's considered the bogan suburb in, not the bogan, but the, you know, the ghetto suburb in LA.
Yeah.
And these guys were sort of repping their suburb
well.
So they were you know, so it's just like we were all walking out and I assumed every single one of them was going to go try and start a rap crew afterwards.
Yeah.
They're all saying their suburb name. They're like, you're repping 307. Like just, you know, saying numbers. And I don't know what's happening. And I thought, you know what? There needs to be like an Australian group.
Yeah.
You know, bogans with attitude, you could say. Mm. So I've put this together, and I generally would just throw to it and build it up, but it goes quite quickly. So if you could give me a minute and a half of your time, Australia, and just turn your radio up and just have a listen and rep your hood if you're a bogan.
We're coming straight out of Dabdo, crazy little Dero with no shoes, from a group called Bogans with Attitude. No Benzies, just BBs, forget dental because you know we got no teeth. Drive a two-door, hibiscus knickers. When my missus gets out, you see her Playboy knickers. We're coming straight out of Woodridge. Crazy double plugger in a doll queue. No guns, got a full deck of Winnie Blues. Shop at Supre, not at Gorman. Me TV's interest free, it's from Harvey Norman. Rolling white ox with my hand and a Rizzler. Take my seven kids, they eat free at Sizzler. Billabong button up at the courthouse. Tell them they're dreaming with sticks that joust. We're coming straight out of Frankston, Southern Cross tag, yeah, I'm true blue. Got a rat's tail just like Costa Zoo. Family holiday, kids get in, let's go up to Gold Coast, yo, dinner from Costco. Anniversary, best glamour shot you ever seen. Me missus is a model, homegirl, People magazine. Got a McMansion, 7-car garage. Yeah, you know I'm bogan and I'm living it large. Compton. Nah, Frankston, mate.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
I caught a bit of the VMAs during the week. I only watched the highlights. I'm too old to get through the whole thing.
It was about 6 hours, but there were some decent highlights there. What are you going to focus on today?
I saw Nicki Minaj giving shade to Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Thought that's a setup.
Yeah, I had a chat with someone who's friends with Bieber, and they said, yeah, MTV pushed that.
Bieber crying?
No. Oh. The beef.
Sorry. Who's friends with Bieber?
Yeah, Cody Simpson's little sister, Ali Simpson. I asked her about it. She said, yeah, it was MTV pushed that.
So clearly set up. Well, what about the Bieber crying? Because I thought that didn't seem real.
No, that seemed real to me.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
Well, I don't know. He was on Jimmy Fallon shortly after that during the week talking about why he cried. And he said he was just overwhelmed. It was all too much for him.
Well, world's hated him for so long.
Well,
and it seems like they're coming.
Don't get ahead of me.
Oh, sorry. I've just, you know, I'm passionate about Bieber these days.
I'm a believer.
I wasn't. I was a belater, which is a believer hater, which I just made up just then. Doesn't have quite the ring to
it. I thought it was maybe a belated believer.
No. Well, I am. I am belatedly on the Bieber train.
Anyway. Mm. So I've got a little grab from him on Jimmy Fallon, where he's sort of explaining what was going on for him, right?
Yeah.
And I thought we could play a little game.
I love a game.
Okay. So 13, 10, 60, if you want to play this game with us, I'm going to play the grab and all you have to do is finish the sentence. Mm.
Have a guess. If you
have a
know.
Guess what he's saying at the end of this sentence, because it could be anything. We'll play it a few times.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen Shira. Carefully because it's very short.
This is on Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, he says this.
Last time I was at an award show, I was...
Last time I was at an award show, I was...
Last time I was at an award show, I was...
I was, yeah.
I was...
Dot, dot, dot. You get to fill in the gap.
Yeah, play okay? the game.
That's the game. What do you think happened to Justin Bieber the last time he was at an awards show?
He got paid more money than we do in our lifetime.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
He had Victoria's Secret Angels at the back.
Yeah.
131060, give us a call if you want to
play
this
game.
Yeah,
play the game. Here we go.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
Oh, look, I wanted to have a game with people, but unfortunately, you can't thwart the Beliebers.
Well, you can't. We played this.
Last time I was at an awards show, I was...
We wanted to know what happened to Bieber.
Yeah. I thought it was drunk.
Yeah, the last time I was at an awards show, I was... dot,
punched.
Dot, dot.
Punched or drunk?
Drunk,
maybe.
Punched.
Punched, drunk.
Punch drunk. Love. In love. I was, late.
Yeah.
I was hungry.
Overpaid. Sure. There are many different options that Justin Bieber could have been.
But unfortunately, Eva, hello. What was
Hi,
he?
How are you going?
What was
he? Got booed, I think.
Yeah,
got
that's
booed.
Right.
Got
yeah.
booed.
Well did done. Anybody have any interesting comments, answers that wasn't
Steph,
booed?
What did Steph? You think?
I was booed.
Yeah, he's booed.
Booed.
Yeah.
Well,
seems to know.
Everybody seems to know that booed. He was booed. Yeah. And to be fair, he should have been. I am now a Belieber, but he should have been booed.
Well, he said Why? This. He said this.
It was just so overwhelming for me, everything. Just the performance. I missed some cues, so I was a little disappointed at that. And just everyone and just the support. I was honestly, let me breathe for a second. I just wasn't expecting them to support me in the way they did. Last time I think I was at the VMAs, I think, or last time I was at an award show, I was booed.
Yeah.
You took your shirt off, mate. So.
Why would you boo just because he took his shirt off?
That's wanker.
Oh, 100%.
100%. Like,
when Joe Jonas does it? Nick Jonas, which is the Jonas who's gone hot now?
Wanker. Okay. If you're in good physical condition, All keep right. your shirt on. If Jack Black does it, mad. Own your
right.
curves, man.
Okay, so you're not allowed to get your shirt off
nope.
if you are hot.
Nope.
Okay.
This is a fat man's rule right now for coming from me.
Well, I'm really hoping that the hot men in the world don't hear that, to be honest.
Ignore me.
Because I live for Zac Efron with his shirt off, to be honest.
Who doesn't?
I don't mind. No.
Who don't mind Zac Efron, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just singers that you're offended by.
I think Zac's a singer, isn't he, too?
Oh, yeah, originally.
I've got weird standards.
Anyway, I don't know, but Justin Bieber, I think there's a theme also with his music.
His
recently,
new, his new music is so good.
Yeah, so this one I love.
This. Where are you now that I need you?
Where are you now? Yeah, it's great. Where Sorry. Are you now? And then his latest.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Where are you now? What do you mean?
Mm. I think
he's questioning life, isn't he?
He is. His next single is What's for Dinner?
What's for Dinner? Where's my blankie?
Are you talking to me?
Can I go to the toilet, Mum?
Do you know who I am? What's the time?
Who am I? I think he's got Alzheimer's. That could be it.
He's yeah, well.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, babe. Oh, can I just point out he's playing here?
I know.
He's playing
I
at this
know,
building.
I know.
I'm going to be at work. When it's happening,
mm.
I have to record a show at about the same time Bieber's
okay,
here.
Okay, well, you won't hear your voice. You won't hear anything because I went the last time he came here when I interviewed him, right?
It's like a police shutdown, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, it was madness. And it was so funny because these girls who managed to get a photo with him in the street, they all screamed and then they just fell to the floor spontaneously all at the same time. Like, they'd just been shot.
Well,
it was bizarre.
It's like a shaman.
Yeah.
I was in Sydney a couple of years ago when he was there and I was staying in the same hotel and every time I'd come out the door, girls would run forward and they'd be like,
Also
that's,
that
that's
time.
The reaction when I get home to my girlfriend generally as well.
Also that tour, I did happen to see on the day that he was here, yeah. Selena Gomez in the car park.
Selena.
Yeah. Because she toured with him or she was here on holidays with him.
I love Selena.
And she was crouching next to a giant black BMW, like just hiding behind the BMW on the ground like a little garden gnome. It was so weird. I just came out from my work to go to my car and there she
Selena Gomez yeah, is Selena just doing Gomez. A squat in the corner.
Yeah, because I think that some fans had somehow got downstairs to where his car was.
They would literally rip her apart just for the smell of Justin Bieber 2 weeks ago.
I was just like, where is her security? I'll do it, Selena.
That was you.
In jumps, Joe. In jumps, Joe. Oh, well, enjoy your Saturday. We'll be back on your radios tomorrow morning from 7 o'clock.
Thanks for joining, Australia.
Ciao.
Blue.
Weekend Breakfast. Joe Stanley, Michael Beveridge.
Weekend Breakfast.